and bring in Mike right now. Good morning, Mike.
I'm glad you didn't have me on when you said that.
Why?
All the what of who?
Hey, you know, hey, a lot of firsts made for the United States at this Olympics.
Yeah, it's the first one I never watched any of.
That's right. Well, there's a lot of firsts, so we give the people that did something that was never done before, congratulations.
Attaboy.
There you go. All right.
Now you can go back to work at the post office.
All right. Now, where do you want to start in sports?
We can start with the Mets. Jay Bruce is hurt already. Plantar fasciitis. Great signing, Mets. Great job. Good job. This guy's going to be out for probably 2 weeks now, spring training, which puts you back to the middle of March. So he's behind the eight ball already. Great signing by the Mets. And Juan Lagares, the guy that they're waiting almost as long as the third baseman to come back and play, he's hurt already too. So that's not the manager's fault, folks.
How about
this has nothing to do with the manager.
How about
this has everything to do with the general manager. I don't know why they went out and got Jay Bruce back. I guess he was probably one of the few guys that wanted to play for them. And speaking of the manager, a good job by the manager. One part of the puzzle that's supposed to be the Mets' future, Dominic Smith, the first baseman, for whatever reason, the very first game of preseason, he's late. So he sent him home. I don't think you would have seen the other manager that the Mets had for the last couple years do that. So a good job by the manager there. It's not of your interest to be here early enough. You should have been here early, not late. And this is supposed to be your livelihood. You're supposed to be the first baseman of the future. And the first game of spring training you're late for, go home, Dominic Smith. That was a great job by the manager, I think. Send him home. Make a statement. You don't want to be here, go home.
How about Tim Tebow? Sprained his ankle running over a sprinkler head.
Well, again, that's the Mets' fault. How do you have sprinklers out when you're out in the outfield when you have players running around? How is that possible? How is that possible?
I don't know.
The Mets can do this.
All right, so at least we're talking baseball.
Yeah. And we could keep going with the Mets here. They beat Miami 10-3 yesterday. I know it's spring training, but I saw some of the highlights of this game. The Marlins are a double-A team at best. Double-A team at best. That might set a record this year for games lost.
Wow. All right.
Write it down.
All right.
They might set a record for games lost. And how this is making a movement to make yourself better, maybe Derek Jeter can explain that to me. I'm willing to take his phone call.
All right. Now, the Yankees beat Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Yeah, but they're playing a lot of their young guys.
Yeah.
None of the main players are playing yet. You won't see them play more innings until probably the end of this week because you don't want to get them hurt. Because this is the opportunity for the young players to make a statement to get on a team because by the end of camp they're already assigned to the minor league club. So they get a lot of time early and then after the first 5-6 games is when the veterans start seeing more time.
All right, where else do we want to go now in sports?
Well, like we said, the Rangers mailing it in. They're done. They traded Rick Nash to the Bruins yesterday. They got some decent talent in return. Now it's to see what else they do today because the deadline ends today at 3 o'clock for the NHL trading. And they should be making more moves. Whether they do or not is yet to be seen. But first big move the Rangers made in I can't tell you how long they finally got rid of Rick Nash.
All right. And Tiger Woods, only his second time golfing in 4 years, finished 6 shots back of the winner. And the winner, by the way, is the number one golfer in golf, who's won seven of his last 29 tournaments he's won, this kid.
Yeah, he's not going to win.
No, but I'm talking about the kid. I mean,
I'm talking about Tiger Woods.
No, but still, he's after not playing golf for 4 years, and to be on the leaderboard with some of these kids that are just absolutely amazing, it's pretty interesting to see. He's 40 years old now. People forget that he's 40 years old, and these kids are all 23, 24, 25 that are out there now, much more
Tiger for to start designing golf courses.
He's already designed a couple. You're right.
Well, keep going.
All right. Anything else in sports you want to talk about?
The Rangers retired one of their best players that I've seen them ever have. Didn't get the notoriety that he should have, but Jean Rattel was retired. His number goes up in the rafters. Maybe the Rangers are starting to get like the Yankees. Everybody's number's getting retired. I guess you got to do things like this to get people in the building. But Rattel was a stalwart for the Rangers in the 70s. And mistake by the Rangers, they traded him to Boston, him and Rick Middleton, for the Phil Esposito at the end of his career. So, for everything that the Rangers post up as something that they did, you could find a blemish on it as well.
Jean Rattel, part of the tagline, the two goals a game line.
It went from tag to gag.
Yeah.
It went from two goals to one goal a game, but they were good, him, Hatfield, and Jabert. They were probably the best line they've ever had.
Yeah. Those were the days. Eddie Jackman was the goaltender.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. And Brad, what was his name? Brad Park?
Brad Park.
Yeah, and he got traded to Boston, too.
That was a
gloomy, couple of really dumbass trades the Rangers made back then. Eddie Jackman to Detroit, and then they get Esposito for trading away those other guys. Unbelievable. Oh.
There's your tradition. Like, they talk about New York tradition, the Yankees tradition of winning championships, the Rangers tradition of, as you said, dumbass moves.
I still hold it against them for trading away Eddie Jackman.
that was pitiful.
All right. All right, Mike, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a great day, guys.
Take care. I'm Mike Gosse with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.